How have your sense of community changed since you came to the United States?
When I was in the Philippines, when I heard the word activist, I thought of somebody who was just mad and angry all the time, yelling at no end. Somebody who was hard to reason with. Somebody who is very volatile, like was always trying to get their point across without having to listen. And now when I hear the word activist, I see strength, I see unity, and I see love, because activists are people that help build a community, get stronger, I think. And I never thought of myself as one, but I've gone to several MOBs. I still don't think of myself as one. But I try to pretend. No, I'm kidding. I think it got stronger. When I was in the Philippines, I wasn't as aware as I was here. It was more important for me to see my friends. That was, you know, my community. I was in high school and I was in college, you know, the first couple of years of college. It was more important for me to get drunk than rally for immigrants' rights, or rally for more programs for the youth, or talk to an airport worker and hear their concerns, or a hotel worker in Hawaii and stand up for them, you know? And sometimes it's still difficult, but like I said, learning from other people, you get to experience it through their eyes, through their shoes too. And then the next time you come across somebody that you want to help, even though you're hesitant, you can. Even a small conversation, maybe a cup of coffee, things like that. I definitely want to say that my circle of friends have gotten smaller from the time that I was in the Philippines. When I was in the Philippines, I could have probably ran for mayor because I knew everybody. But I think I have a better quality of friends here, a better sense of community. I don't want to say that who I was back then is completely different from who I am right now, but the changes aren't very drastic, but it sort of, how do I say this? Makes it better, because now, it's not just me. And now, like, my priorities have changed. Instead of thinking of, you know, how do I take care of myself, I put somebody else's concerns first. Instead of just going day by day, thinking about what now, for my sake or my family's sake. I think about my students or my kasamas in the community. Like, how would they do things? How would they change this? How would we work through it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.